Our sun, its warmth caresses my skin, invigorating my body. Green fields and overgrown forests rich with the aroma of summer and abundant with life. Lying in a patch of grass surrounded by towering trees, I stare up into the leaves as sunlight filters through, dancing across my face with the summer's breeze. The blissful cacophony of birds chirping and rustling leaves calms my soul as the gentle winds brush my hair and tickle my skin. I'd never thought to keep a record, as all of our primary concern has been survival. But now, I fear things will never return to normal. And someday, I think somebody should know what happened here. If future generations even survive, that is. My name is Sam Walker. About 2 months ago, the world went dark and didn't go back. Scientists haven't been able to explain what happened. There's a lot of theories ranging from black holes to ancient deities. None of that matters anymore, because in the here and now, our entire world is devoid of any natural light. There isn't a day, and there isn't a night. Without the sun, there isn't a moon, just unending and infinite pitch black. In the first days, it was almost like a dark cloud had enveloped the earth. A lot has changed since then. A lot has gotten worse. Temperatures have dropped drastically and continue to do so, the average being well below freezing. Every clock and watch on Earth has stopped, to the best of my knowledge, digital or otherwise. Time hasn't stopped, or anything like that. I mean, my hair and fingernails still grow. Non-domesticated animals have become a very rare sight. We still aren't sure where they've went. Things have started to disappear. I don't mean objects or trinkets. Entire buildings and portions of land are just gone. Anything and everything in these areas goes as well, people included. Left behind is a neat spherical cutout, extending no less than 10 meters below ground level. Believe it or not, we have bigger problems. Without sunlight, the world's food supply is running dangerously low. Animals are nowhere to be found, so hunting is out of the question. Vegetation has died off, so foraging and farming are out of the question. Regrettably, some people have already resorted to cannibalism. Gangs have started controlling territory, killing and stealing as they see fit. Even worse still, there are creatures. I don't know what the hell they are. Without warning and in groups they attack. Intelligent too. Somehow they manage to get around or disable any of the defenses we set up. I believe that they have some sort of electromagnetism. When they come, our lights and all our electronics fail. The only upside to this is that it functions as somewhat of an early warning system. Without light, however, fighting them is practically a death sentence. We've devised a tube-like tool packed with a mixture of phosphorus and other chemicals that burns directionally and very bright. Even so, fighting them is hardly more than futile. They seem to emanate darkness. Our torches barely illuminate their outlines. All of them look different. From humanoid figures to 10-limbed, 3-headed abominations, their horrid forms fade seamlessly into the unending black. height ranging from rat-sized swarms to 15-meter behemoths. The goal of these things seemed to be the same, exterminating life on Earth. Harbingers of death. The men have taken to calling them shadow fiends. When the...
Fuck. No. No, 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 no. Where is it? Where is it? Where is it? Fuck, 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 fuck. Rifle.
Fucker! Get the fuck up here!
I'm coming! Fuck. Shit. Shit.
Mason! Walker! Get to the East Tower! Get some fucking light down here!
Yes, sir!
This is life now. We do what we can to survive, but the odds are against us. No matter what corner I turn, somebody or something wants me dead. I'm not giving my life away without a fight. You think you can kill me? Well, come on then, motherfucker, let's do it!
the market square. So many mothers sighing. News had just come over. We had 5 years left crying. News guy wept and told us Earth was really dying. Cried so much his face was wet. Then I knew he was not lying. I heard telephones, opera house, favorite melodies. I saw boys, toys, electric irons and TVs. My brain hurt like a warehouse. It had no room to spare. I had to cram so many things to store everything in there. And all the fat, skinny people. And all the tall, short people. And all the nobody people. And all the somebody people. I never thought I'd need so many people. Girl my age went off ahead. Hit some tiny children. If the black hadn't pulled her off, I think she would have killed them. A soldier with a broken arm fixed his death to the wheels of a Cadillac. A cop knelt and kissed the feet of a priest, and a queer threw up the side of that. I think I saw you in an ice cream parlor, drinking milkshakes cold and long, smiling and waving and looking so fine.